What I think is really incredibly important right now is to understand that we're not talking right now about reinvading Iraq. And we are not talking right now about sending boots on the ground, combat forces in large numbers to Iraq. There is an Iraqi security force there. It needs to be bolstered. And it needs to be bolstered through advisors who can help overcome the flaws that we have seen, frankly, emerge over the past year, that the Iraqi security forces have low morale, that they have not replenished their units with new soldiers as they have sustained losses against al-Qaeda splinters and other enemies.
And can I just point out that we've spent, according to the Defense Department, $20 billion to train these Iraqi forces?
That is absolutely correct. And I think that part of the problem that we have had over the past 2 years is that we have thrown money at training the Iraqi forces rather than sustaining some of the programs that were effective at keeping the Iraqi security forces effective. We have sold weapons, we have sold weapon systems, but we removed our embedded advisors from the Iraqi security force units when we pulled all of our troops out back in 2011. And that has been a disaster.